Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business, a man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. We left you with a cliffhanger in hour number one. Will we take the Buffalo Bills in Survivor tonight for the weekend for their game against the Miami Dolphins? Honestly, I think the answer is going to be yes. For no other reason than I want the rush of having Survivor tonight. I don't think I want to wait until the weekend. All our bets for Bills and the Dolphins coming up at the end of the show in the final hour, the Power Hour. Joining us right now is a voice that you just heard in the open, and I'm curious if he thinks, because like what he recorded for us is spectacular. Joe Buck's thing is pretty good. Kevin Harlan's thing is kind of next level. Joining us right now on the show, one of the stars of the NFL on CBS, college basketball on CBS, our friends at Westwood One, the Yes Network, Turner Sports, Netflix reportedly, I think that'll probably happen, but that's a report out there right now for the Christmas games. I don't know if we want to say that just yet. The great Iron Eagle. Iron, welcome back to the show. How's it going, my friend?
The fact that you guys go on Cameo and book broadcasters to say nice things about you, that's amazing. That shows a level of dedication to the program that I'm not sure if people understand. So for $75, I'll say whatever you want. It's not a problem.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you've seen Bill Zimmerman, seen his paycheck, but he can afford it. At the end of this, Ian, we may ask you to do something. And Bill actually has so much money. He just wrote in our show chat, he's going to send you $150. Even though you only asked for 75. Do we have a deal at the end of the interview?
I mean, how can I turn that down? It's too good to be true. Whatever you need, you got it.
Well, absolutely love it. Great job so far this season. The team of you and J.J. Watt has been awesome. How's it been so far for you working with a new teammate? The reviews have been great. We've loved it. How's it been for you working with J.J. Watt on NFL games?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, first of all, finally to have someone to work out with that can do it at the level that I do it has been tremendous. You know, I've worked with some terrific talent through the years, but none of them are jacked like me. So it's just been nice. It's nice to go to the gym and see someone putting in the work, putting in the hours. No, it's really been a blast. He is a great teammate. He wants to be excellent at this. He's putting in all of the time and effort necessary to be elite at this job. And he's a Hall of Fame player. The guy did it at the highest level. You can sense the respect when other players come in the room, when we have our production meetings. And then he's just really good company. He's just a good dude, which is the added bonus in broadcasting. You're going to spend 20 weeks in some form with this person. So it's a much better and more enjoyable job when you actually like the person next to you too. So that's been really nice.
Ian, far be it from me to make this about me, but I may do that right now. When I used to work at CBS back in the day, when I worked for CBSSports.com, I used to host some college football shows with Brady Quinn. Brady's like a foot taller than me, and they used to make me stand on a box so we'd be at the same height. And I hated standing on the box. I would rather just be a foot shorter than him on camera. So you and JJ in week one had that great shot where JJ's standing and you're sitting. And he's so big. It doesn't even almost matter like how big like you or somebody else is. He's a giant of a man. And then you did the reverse of you standing and him sitting in week two. And you're a bit like, what's it like down there? It was really great. Does CBS ever want you to stand on the box? What do you think of the box in general, like short broadcasters having to stand on the box?
Yeah, the weird part is they had JJ stand on the box week one. That made no sense. I think somebody was so wrong on the math. That's the part that was so irrational to me when we came on camera. Like, why are you on the box? That makes no sense whatsoever. No, you know what's funny, Nick? I avoided the box for the majority of my career. I don't know how. For 31 years, I've figured out a way to balance it out. We sit in high chairs. Yeah, my torso is, I guess, long enough to make it work. But that one took me by surprise. I was not anticipating that was going to be the look when we came on the air. We did not have a chance to see it. There was definitely some commotion prior to doing the on-camera. And then at that point, when I looked at the screen coming back from break at MetLife, I said, oh, I better lean into this, because if I was watching at home, this would look absolutely ridiculous to me. And then obviously it went viral. And yeah, I had the idea for week two to just reverse the role. So we'll find some common ground. I don't know how we're going to get there, but I feel very confident that we will eventually get there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't want you to have to reveal industry secrets if you don't want to here, but I'm genuinely curious because I laughed out loud at the Mike Jones bit that you guys did during the Rams-Titans game this past Sunday, because I grew up listening to Mike Jones. Did you know who Mike Jones was prior to that, when J.J. Watt said who, which is the whole gimmick with Mike Jones? I do that for Mac Jones. Anyone with the last name Jones, I do that bit on the show. Did you have any idea who Mike Jones, who that was prior to that with J.J.?
Yes, I actually did. I've done that on the air at various points on other broadcasts based on being a fan of the Houston rapper. I'm familiar with his work and definitely knew about it when it became a thing. That particular moment, which was so funny, we mentioned the Super Bowl thing, and the director who was working the game last week, Andy Friedman, somehow got Mike Jones. That was not necessarily expected. The actual Mike Jones from the then St. Louis Rams, who made the Super Bowl winning tackle. So I'm locked in looking at it on screen, and they pop in my ear. There's Mike Jones. I'm like, is it? And it was, and then J.J. tossed in his thing. And then the play started, so there was really no going back. But I am familiar with the rapper Mike Jones, yes.
You mentioned the gym and the going to the gym, and like J.J.'s obviously jacked. I swear to God, I thought this yesterday. So you and your son Noah are doing the front office sports thing, right? And you guys are both like on set together. I'm looking at you guys, like, your kid is jacked, man. Like, he's got huge arms, right? Like, what kind of workout routine is Noah on right now?
No, he's very dedicated. I'm not even being facetious. He's all in. He's a workout warrior. He's a 7-day-a-week guy. He is very much about that life. So what's been interesting for me, because we definitely have a lot of similarities, I get the benefit of seeing a younger, better-looking, in shape version of myself when he's on television. It's actually pretty cool when you think about it. How many people get to experience that in life? But I get that every Saturday night when he pops up on the NBC Big Ten Game of the Week.
I know it's just a report right now, Ian, that you will call one of the games on Netflix on Christmas and your son will call one of the other ones. If you'd like to make news and confirm that, we wouldn't be opposed to that. But if you want to just say it's a report for now, I'm curious if is that the ideal Christmas for you, as opposed to like sitting around the tree wearing like matching pajamas like me and my family do open up presents, or you and your son both calling a national game for the National Football League on Christmas Day?
What I can confirm at this moment is that Noah and I have been booked for the second season of Hunting Wives on Netflix. But that's all I can say for now.
Okay.
I'd rather not get into the details. But if you're a big Malin Ackerman fan, which I know you are, Nick, look out.
I wish I got the reference. I was hoping you were going to say Great British Baking Show, if we're being totally honest here. You better you bet on this Thursday. Our guest is the great Ian Eagle. He will be on the call of Steelers-Patriots this Sunday on CBS with J.J. Watt. You've been in, Ian, a million pre-production meetings, obviously, and the big story this week as it regards that is Tom Brady and the potential conflict of interest there with Brady, who owns a piece of the Raiders, and he's on Monday Night Football in the coach's box with the headset on. And I'm not looking for network-on-network crime here. Obviously, Brady works for Fox and you work for CBS. You know, Ben Johnson did his press conference and said, you know, Brady can turn on the film and know exactly what everybody's doing. Like, he's not going to be able to gain any information here. You've been in a million of these. I'm just curious, and not asking you to bash Brady or anything like that, just you have unique perspective here. What's your opinion on the Tom Brady potential conflict of interest here that has really taken the internet by storm?
Yeah, so the whole production meeting part of it is very much individualized to the group that you work with. My point being, no two are alike. It's not as if it's the same dynamic no matter who's calling the game. It's based on relationships. It's based on how much time you're around them, familiarity. Have you had that team over and over again? Are you seeing the same coach 5-6 times a year? Are you seeing them over the course of 15 years in their coaching career? Quarterbacks like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, are you seeing them time and time again? Is there a rapport being developed? So the idea that any broadcast crew just walks into a facility and they're getting inside information is just not true. It doesn't work that way. But if you put in the time and there's a trust factor, yeah, there is a scenario where you might get a little something that's helpful to you for your Sunday broadcast. And maybe it's not something that has been in the newspaper or in the press conferences the whole week. So no matter who, if you asked me, an analyst at CBS, at Fox, at ESPN, or at Amazon Prime Video, I couldn't tell you what the nature of their relationships are with the players and the coaches, because that is a real personal thing. Tom Brady, Ben Johnson's right. He can look at the film and he can figure out what the team is doing. He's not going to the facility, so that's something that the NFL decided that they weren't comfortable with. There were teams that were not comfortable with it, and Fox and Brady agreed to it. But this year he has been allowed to Zoom in to talk to coaches and players. My sense of it is that even if he wasn't allowed a year ago, he was still getting information. Tom played in the league a long time. He's got a lot of friends that are still playing in the league, that are coaching in the league. If he wants to get information, he could pick up the phone and call somebody and get whatever he needs. So I think the optic of what we saw on Monday night is what threw everybody that, oh, this guy's on headset. He is intimately involved in what the Raiders are doing. And maybe nobody really wanted to go there. They just assumed, no, he's an owner. He's a figurehead. He's not. He is very much engaged in the process of trying to make that team better. Now, you can form your own opinion as to whether or not that's a conflict of interest. But I'm not sure this year is a whole lot different than last year.
Ian, in about 30 seconds, in your preparation for Steelers-Patriots, what's the most interesting storyline regarding that game to you?
The storyline that has popped off the page is the lack of defense for both teams. The Pittsburgh side is a bit shocking because certainly under Tomlin and with the personnel that they have, you figured that they would be highly competitive on that side of the ball. They have not. And with Mike Vrabel taking over the Patriots, a lot of new faces, yes, but they also have struggled. They've been very leaky, a lot of missed tackles. Which team is going to fix it in time for this matchup on Sunday? And then obviously the old and the new Rodgers for the Pittsburgh Steelers and the young Drake May for the Patriots. That quarterback storyline is also very juicy.
Can't wait for the game. And the betting market has it as a pick'em, so a really interesting one. Final question. Have you informed your wife, Ian, of your plans to get that divorce so you can get remarried so Femi and I can serve as groomsmen at your next wedding in about 30 seconds?
Yeah, she did retain a lawyer, which means steps are being taken. I explained the extenuating circumstances, and she gets it. I think she's on board. I don't know what else to tell you. She listened to the show, and she understands. So we just moved to phase two for you guys. You got to tux up. I don't even know if you own tuxes, if I have to rent them for you, if Bill Zimmerman has to do it. Whatever. We'll figure out. We'll do a GoFundMe page. Whatever we need to do, we'll get you in the right headspace for the event.
The problem is that Femi's a lot taller than me. I may need a box to stand on for photographs. Ian, you're the best. Stay well. Have a great call this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. All the best. See ya.
Ian Eagle joining us here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, we will finalize our Survivor play for this week.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.